The following message is brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If you need additional information, visit firstbaptistchurchwch.org.
Is anything too difficult for me? But hear the words from the New Century Version. I am the Lord, the God of every person on earth. Nothing is impossible for me. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and doing of his holy and righteous word. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, oh yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, oh yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gates he opened wide. And if he will wash away my sins, he'll let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me, oh yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he loves me still, though I'm very weak and ill. From his shining throne on high, he comes to watch me where I lie. Yes, Jesus loves me, oh yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he will stand close beside me all the way. And if I love him when I die, he will take me home on high. Yes, Jesus loves me, oh yes, I know he loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Let's pray. Father God, we come this morning thanking you, Lord, for just another day's journey. Another day, Lord, that you didn't promise us, but you spared us today. And Lord, we ask you today, we invite you in, Lord, and we ask you to speak to me and speak through me that I may be able to deliver a message, Lord, from your word. Not my will, but thy will to be done. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Amen. If you allow me, if you will, this morning to take a subject saying, he still moves stones. Now tell me, what has the thief on the cross done to warrant hell. He has wasted his life. Who is he to beg for forgiveness? He publicly scoffed Jesus. What right does he have to pray? Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. You see, that is you and me on the cross, naked, desolate, hopeless, and entangled. That is us. That is us asking for forgiveness. We boast. We don't boast. We don't produce our list. Any sacrifice appears silly when we place it before God on the cross. We, like the thief, hear the voice of grace. Everything that was written in the past was written to teach us. Paul penned, "The scriptures give us patience and encouragement so that we can have hope." Romans 15:4. These are not just Sunday school lessons, not romantic fables. They are historical moments in which a real God met real pain so that we could answer the question, where is God when I hurt? How does God react to dashed hopes? Now read the story of Jairus. As he traveled to meet Jesus, as his daughter was sick and on her dying bed, feeling ill. Now, Jairus, we stop sometimes at that story where we see where Jesus was traveling to his house, and a lady that was filled with pain and disease for several long years, and where the lady just touched the hem of his garment. We stop sometimes at that story. We don't read on and find out what happened at Jairus' house. Jairus' daughter had folk around her bed. And around her bed, they were just shouting and giving all kinds of wondering why she was dying. But you know, those folk, some of them was paid just to be there. They were crying and chanting, but Jesus, when he got there, on his way there, someone came and told him, said, "Look, don't bother the master no more, because your daughter is dead." But Jesus traveled on to Jairus' house. And when he traveled on to Jairus' house, he said, "Now look, the child is just sleeping." He told the mourners to leave. And he prayed and touched the young lady, and she came out of her sleep. He still moves stones. along for God is to speak to your lonely heart. Then listen as he speaks in Luke 24:13. You can read it. He's talking about the Emmaus-bound disciple. Because he still removes stones. He's not doing it just for them. He's doing it for me. He's doing it for you. The God who speaks still speaks. The God who came still comes. The God who comes into our world, he comes into your world. He comes to do what we can't. He still removes stones. I'm going to tell you a story about me. Back in the early 90s, I had stepped on something. And I had gotten gangrene. The steps came into my foot. I laid in the hospital with my foot wide open. I could see all the way down to the bone. They had removed my toes. And I stayed there for over a month or so. Back in the hospital, sometimes two or three times a year, cleaning it out. They told me that they may have to remove my leg all the way up to my knee. But by the grace of God, I still have part of my foot and my whole leg. And I'm here to tell you that God still removes stones. 1 Peter 5:7 says, give all your worries to him because he cares about you. Worry makes you forget who's in charge. And when you focus on yourself, you worry. So you worry and you become anxious for many things. You worry sometimes about your coworkers not appreciating you. I'm here to tell you, he still removes stones. We worry about our leaders, our supervisors. Will overwork us. But I'm here to tell you, he still removes stones. When we worry, our agendas become more important than God's. You're more concerned about presenting yourself than pleasing God. Then you may even find yourself doubting God's judgment. We need to hear that God is still in control. We need to hear that it is not over until God speaks. We need to hear that life's mishaps and tragedies are not a reason to bail out. That simply means that we need to hold on and hold tight. When a train goes through a tunnel, it gets dark. I love to travel on the train. When I was going to Knoxville College, I traveled by train. I didn't take no bus. I didn't like nobody standing up and looking down on top of me. And the Union Terminal it was moving. Things were going good, and it was pretty down there. And I, when as a child, we used to go down there and play around the fountain. and go inside. But most of the time, it was that was the only building that had air conditioning. You know, and the only air conditioning we had in our house was the windows. You opened up the window, and the air came through. And we lived on a fourth floor down on Plum Street, right smack in the devil, in the middle of the convention center now. But I loved to travel the train. And the train, when it went through the tunnel, it got dark. I didn't bail out. I sat and trusted that the engineer was going to get me through. For he still removed stones. May you hear the voice of the world. They tell you to swap your integrity for Black Friday. The voices say, barter your convictions for a quick deal. The voices say, exchange your devotion for a cheap thrill. He still removes stones. The voices whisper. The voices woo. The voices taunt. The voices tantalize. The voices flirt. The voices flatter. The voices say, go ahead. It's okay. Don't worry. No one will know. But I am here to say that he still removes stones. The world rams on your door. Jesus taps on your door. The voices scream for your allegiance. Jesus softly and tenderly requested. The world promises flashes, pleasures. Jesus promises a quiet dinner with God. With God in your world, you aren't an accident or an incident. You are a gift to the world, a divine work of art. Signed by God, he still removes stones. We are not only creatures of flesh and hair and blood and hearts. What makes us a special is not only our body, but a signature of God on our lives. We are his work of art because he still removes stones. We are created in his image to do good deeds. We are not because of what we do, but because of whose we are. He still removes stones. Christ came into the world to save us from sin because of whose we are. He died on the cross because of whose we are. He shed his blood for you and me because of whose we are. He rose from the dead on the third day because of whose we are. And now he sits on the right hand of God because of whose we are. I know the Lord himself will come back again from heaven with a shout, with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. When Christ comes for us the second time, he will not be in a manger, nor will he be wrapped in swaddling clothes, or there will be no announcement of a single star to the wise men, nor will there be any angel making an announcement to the shepherds. He will be wrapped in his glory and splendor with an earthquake shout of an archangel, with a trump of God. I'm here to tell you, I want to be ready when he comes. So don't worry, because my God is in control, because he still removes stones. Somebody called him Alpha and Omega. Somebody called him the anointed Lord. Somebody called him the beginning and the end. Somebody called him a carpenter. Somebody called him the deliverer. Somebody called him the everlasting God. Somebody called him faithful and true. Somebody called him a high priest. Somebody called him an image of God. Somebody called him the judge of Israel. Somebody called him the King of glory. He was called the King of kings. My Lord was called the Lamb of God. He was called the light of the world. He was called the lily of the valley, the bright and the morning star. He was called the root of Jesse. He was called the stem of Jesse. He was called the root of David, the rose of Cherith. He was called a ruler. He was called a savior. He was called the truth, the son of the Most High. He was called the word of life. He was called Yahweh. But I just call him Jesus, because he came and he bled for me on Calvary's cross. I'm here to tell you, he still removes stones. I don't know about you, but he removed some stones from me. He changed my life. And I know that he still removes stones. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If this word inspired you, please consider sharing it. We ask that you do not alter the content without permission. We invite you to firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Inquiries can be submitted at info@firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Our mailing address is 6210 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. Or you can call our offices at 513-681-1011. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message.